ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Get ready, Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted in response to the Russian vow to shoot down any U.S. missiles fired at Syria. The president wrote, "They will be coming, nice and new and smart." He added Russia shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it, referring to Syria's leader.
The USS Donald Cook left Cyprus on Monday and is now within striking distance of Syrian targets. Published reports say it has an arsenal of 50 Tomahawk missiles. Also on a scheduled deployment to the region, the USS Harry Truman.
Fox's David Lee Miller on our Middle East Bureau. There's renewed concern in Congress. The president may try to get rid of the special counsel in the Russia probe. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a bipartisan group of senators is expected to introduce legislation today protecting Robert Mueller. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he doesn't believe President Trump will try to fire the special counsel.
Mueller should be allowed to finish his job. I think that's the view of most people in Congress.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has said the president believes he has the authority to fire Mueller. The president has been fuming over an FBI raid on his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and has reportedly been considering firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Dave.
Rachel, Facebook CEO told senators his company's cooperating with the Russia probe. Mark Zuckerberg also said he was sorry for mistakes protecting his customers' information.
I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
Would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin asked him that at yesterday's hearing.
No.
I think that may be what this is all about. Your right to privacy.
Zuckerberg will again testify today at the House amid the controversy Facebook users had their info used for political purposes. In Algeria, a military plane carrying soldiers and their families crashed into a field. 257 people killed. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS tractor dealer. LS tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS tractor, excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So I'm complicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Vermont's governor is expected today to sign into law stricter gun control. Three bills. One would require universal background checks, increase the buying age to 21, and ban high-capacity ammo magazines and bump stocks that allow guns to fire rapidly. Other legislation would make it easier to take guns away from people considered to be threats or domestic violence suspects. Some cities in Florida are taking their fight for gun control to court.
Three cities in Broward County have filed a lawsuit saying the Florida state law that bans them from putting in place their own gun laws is unconstitutional. Broward County is the home of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where a gunman killed 17 people earlier this year. The law they're suing over was enacted in 2011, and it was backed by the NRA. The Miami Herald says 10 other cities are also suing to get that law overturned, including Coral Gables, Cutler Bay, and Miami Beach, with city leaders saying they're responsible for keeping residents safe from gun violence. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Following that high school massacre in Parkland, there's talk about arming some teachers. In Pennsylvania, one community's given teachers and staff small wooden baseball bats.
Unfortunately, we're in a day and age where we may need to use them to protect ourselves and our kids.
Will Hall is the Mill Creek School District Superintendent. Another town in Pennsylvania gave teachers buckets of rocks to use to throw at potential attackers. You may remember the student walkout after the Parkland school shooting. Well, there is a different one today.
A national pro-life walkout is planned for today, and many high school students will be participating. The students are organizing around the hashtag Life. Life. Today's is planned for 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and like National Walkout Day last month, it will also last for 17 minutes.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers on Wall Street. Another sell-off may be brewing. Dow futures are down more than 200 points ahead of the opening bell in about 90 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors from Simple to Simply Magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Stevie J. How are you? I know that you're from Gulliver today, broadcasting live. It looks like a beautiful day for that. We've got sunshine and a high 64 expected. 52 our low tonight, partly cloudy and breezy. Tomorrow's high at 75, down to 55. We're also expecting mostly cloudy conditions, breezy, and inside 70 for Friday as we wrap up the week. Then a 70% chance of thunderstorms with a low 58 on Friday night. We've got your local news to get to now, and it's brought to you by Gina Johnson, mygoodthings.com/blueprint. She's got a new book out. Gina Johnson, Life Coach, Helping Parenting and Relationships. Here's your local news.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Manicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois graduate student is facing multiple charges after he allegedly filed false police reports to scam money out of his credit card company. The News Gazette says the charges say between May and December of last year, 25-year-old Shan Zhu made six false reports to Champaign, Urbana, and UI police, claiming his identity was stolen, the credit card charges made to his account were fake, that packages had been taken from his doorstep, and his apartment had been hit by a burglar. The mayor of Mount Pulaski is stepping down. WCIA says Mayor James Cole has been accused of re-entering a union contract without getting council approval and signing a $10,000 business check without asking the council. Volunteers are needed for the 11th annual Austin Cloyd's Day of Service. It is coming up this Saturday, hosted by Centennial High School's Interact Club. It honors Austin Cloyd, who died in the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com or come see my live event on April 25th from 11 to 12 at the Urbana Civic Center. Center, hosted by the Urbana Business Association.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am honored and pleased to be broadcasting live. We have started something called the Hardworking Man, and I'm going to set the table for you here, but in just a moment, we're going to meet Robert O'Neill. He has a new book out called The Operator. Robert O'Neill was the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden. That's coming up. I'm at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliver Septic and Sewer, and this is Venture One of the Hardworking Man. Russ Gulliford is here with me. I have my cup of coffee. I've got my hazmat suit. Russ, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's move you over here. I want you to move around that porta potty there, fella. Okay. All the great-looking orange porta-potties at the Illinois game, Diane, I'm not sure if you've seen all of those beautiful orange. Those are russet. Those are nice-looking portable toilets, aren't they?
Yes.
Those are real. You're not afraid to go into those. Russ Gulliford, how many years you been in the business?
33.
And did it, you know, jokingly, Diane, I told him, why did you want to become number one in the business of number two, Russ?
Just to provide a service.
You saw a need.
That's right.
Did you ever think you'd be here 33 years later?
I never planned on getting out of it, so I'm...
Okay, well, you provide a service, but you guys do much more than just portable toilets. What else do you do?
We do septics and sewer cleaning. We also provide restroom trailers for VIP rentals for events like weddings and things like that. So, yeah.
Well, Russ has a corner office. I've got a beautiful view of the Sears Tower. I'm just kidding. I really wanted a corner office with windows, Russ, and what did you tell me?
It's in a truck.
And so part of this hardworking man is I'm going to actually work for you for a few hours after the show at 9 o'clock. I suggested I might be fired.
Not at all. You'll enjoy it. Your eyes will be opened.
I think that's going to be fun to learn more about what you do, because I'm thinking dirty jobs. You're thinking, hey, fella, it's 2018.
Correct. You don't have to get dirty.
That's what I'm talking about. But the fingernail clippers you gave me and suggested not to bite my nails hurt me.
You'll wear gloves, so you don't have to worry about that. So.
And then what about the splashback? I hate splashback at the car wash.
Be fast.
Okay. Well, Russ, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
All right, we'll talk to Russ as we go here this morning. Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer, our first hardworking man. And they work with CMI, with Betsy and Brett over there, as far as stuff to clean. So I'm going to get an education here this morning. So we're live at the business. We're here over off of Cunningham and Banner near Oakland, off Oakland. And you ever need a, like you're putting on a wedding and you need one of those fancy schmancy ones, those portable ones where you can go in with a tux kind of thing? I've seen those. Those are nice. And they're all around, and they're around the region, so if you ever need one of those things. And the thing with these folks here is they pride themselves in how often they service them. So it's kind of like having a bathroom attendant outside when you go into a gas station. If somebody's out there kind of cleaning things up, you're really excited about that because, hey, things can go south pretty fast, fella. A lot of people can be messy, and it isn't any fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Very pleased and honored to welcome the man that killed Osama bin Laden, Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL. The book is The Operator. Robert, welcome. Nice to meet you.
CBJ, great to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm trying to put the dots together. Butte, Montana, to over 400 missions. You're the guy that went up the stairs, found Osama bin Laden, and killed him. When you went on that mission, did you know what you were going to be doing?
Well, we knew we were going after Osama bin Laden. We'd known it for a couple of weeks. We trained different tactics and contingencies the whole time. I never thought I would be the guy to pull the trigger on that. I knew one of our guys would get him, but never thought it would have been me. But just because of the brave men in front of me and the tactics that we'd come up with over the course of decades. I just happened to be I turned the corner that happened to be the one into bin Laden's bedroom. And, I saw him and he was a threat and he wasn't surrendering. So I needed to treat him as a suicide bomber. And that means to shoot him in the head.
Did you absolutely know it was him because he was thin? He looked a little different, didn't he?
He looked a little bit different. He was taller than I thought he would be. And he was actually skinnier than I thought. And his beard was shorter, and it was sort of gray. And his nose, though, I recognized his nose, and I recognized he was a threat. So, over the course of a second and a half, I was able to escalate force as necessary, just based on the rules of engagement. But I knew it was him.
How long, Robert, before when you got there, when you landed, when you left? How many minutes was that?
I just talked to one of the guys who was sort of overseeing it. He said we were on the ground for about 47 minutes, which is 10 minutes longer than I thought it was and 10 minutes longer than it was supposed to be. So 47 minutes and a 90-minute flight in and then about an 85-minute flight out. So it was a quick mission. We were there just on the mission for a number of hours, and then it was over. And, it was one of those things. It was just such a relief because most of us thought it was a one-way mission. We assumed we would die on the way in. Or die there in the house because he would blow his house up and try to make himself a martyr and his entire family martyrs. So it was quite a night.
Robert O'Neill has written The Operator. This is, you casually said, we thought we would die. Was that just part of your lexicon? You knew that the possibility was always there and you weren't afraid of that?
No, we didn't think it would be there because, like you said, 400 missions. My team and I worked a lot in a lot of different theaters, mainly Afghanistan and Iraq, but other places too. But this one was just different because of the high value and the high danger on what we're going in. But we all accepted it because of what happened on September 11th. We did it for the people who who died in the towers or near the towers, the people that died on Flight 93 in Pennsylvania, the people who died in the Pentagon, and how the world changed when America was, the West was attacked. And we accepted it. That's the reason a lot of people joined. That's why I went to the Tier 1 SEAL Command. We had a lot of conversations in the weeks going up to that mission, knowing it was pretty much one way. That's why we were there. We'd rather die on that night than live another 50 years having not gone and wondering what if and having that survivor's type of guilt. It was definitely worth it.
The book is titled The Operator, Robert O'Neill, the man that killed Osama bin Laden. You received 2 silver stars, 4 bronze stars with Valor, a Joint Service Commendation Medal with Valor, 3 Presidential Unit Citations, and a Navy Marine Corps Commendation Medal with Valor. Robert, does it sound like I'm talking about somebody else? Do you feel that far removed from all that now?
You know, that's actually a good way to put it, because now I'm at a point, having been out for several years, it's like there's no way that happened. I just know the story really well, and I can see it whenever I want to, when I close my eyes. And even the book, The Operator, that we just put out in paperback, it's not about the bin Laden raid. The book, that's in the late 20s, and it's just part of the story that I went through, a great American story. It's called The Operator because it's about the life of the operator, of the guy that becomes a Ranger or becomes a Green Beret or Navy SEAL. Because it started out, you know, I joined the Navy kind of on a whim out of Butte, Montana, not knowing how to swim. And I went to SEAL training, got through that based on a positive attitude, never quit, and became, you know, one of the guys that went to Bin Laden's house. It's an American story about how you can do anything you want as long as it doesn't matter what you look like or where you're from, as long as you stay positive, stay away from the haters and the negativity, and never quit. You can get it done.
Did you think you would quit when you were doing Navy SEAL training? Was it an absolute, you said, I'm strong, I could do this, but guys rung out all the time?
Yeah, they would ring out for the first third of it. You're losing 85% of the class. And if not, I knew I wouldn't quit just because I wasn't going to listen to the people back home that told me I couldn't do it. And there's that life, every aspect of life. You have somebody back home, you can't do this. And that was one of my motivational things. But having said that, I did think about quitting every single day. And one of the ways I got through it was make it from meal to meal, day to day. And when you feel like quitting, don't do it right now because that's your emotion. Quit tomorrow. Get some sleep and step back till tomorrow. But every day, you know, there's another tomorrow. So just one step at a time, like life.
Yeah, incredible. Robert O'Neill is the guest. A few more minutes here with this American hero. The book is The Operator. Pick it up in paperback, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden in My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. When you're in the house and the man is down, he is dead, you killed him, you're picking up materials and computers and papers. The people in the house, how did you know they weren't wired or they didn't call somebody else?
We've been doing it like that for so many years in so many different cities in Iraq, Afghanistan especially, that we had tactics that we would do to separate the women and children, keep them out of harm's way, just a quick search, and just put them in one spot and have somebody guard them. And we just got really good at it. We didn't know they were wired at first. We actually assumed they would be wired. So I saw a lot of extreme, brave moves by a lot of my guys in front of me. I remember just being proud watching my team go through the house, because I was in the back on the first floor, then the second floor, then inevitably I was in the front on the third floor. Well, I had one guy in front of me on the last floor, but we just knew what we were doing. They picked the most qualified and experienced guys at the time that were available, and it was an honor to be a part of that team.
But you killed Osama bin Laden. Are you afraid to ever sit with your back to the door?
I'm aware of what's going on. I'm aware there's a threat, but it's better to realize there's a threat than pretend there's not. So it's you know, we're all targets. And like when I'm in New York, instead of if someone from Al Qaeda had guns and they knew I was in New York, they would rather go hit Times Square than try to find me. So we're all threats to this certain enemy, and it's just being aware of it, and you know, look both ways before you cross the street type thing.
Yeah, and you stay in shape and sharp and all those things because of things like that.
I know. I just do that for general health. I'll carry a gun for protection.
Yeah, yeah. Robert O'Neill, again, wow, what a story. I know you speak all over the place. You're seen on Fox all the time. We thank you for your service to your nation. And the book is The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden. in my years as a Navy, as a SEAL Team Warrior. You're an American hero, Robert. I know you're a humble guy, but you're a hero.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm definitely a guy that works with heroes. I appreciate it. DBJ, thank you.
Thank you so much. Robert O'Neill, the book is The Operator, ESPN 93.5. Diane, we're going to jump to our Fox Business Minute and come right back. I can't imagine. 400 missions. And he's talking to me this morning on the radio. He said we thought it was a one-way trip. Unbelievable.
From the Fox Business Network, global stocks are retreating. Investors are waiting today for the Federal Reserve to release its minutes from the mid-March meeting. The Fed raised interest rates in March. It's expected to lift them two or three more times this year. CVS is launching a new program to help its customers, pharmacists, and doctors to deal with the high cost of medication. CVS is promising the Pharmacy Rx Savings Finder will help pharmacists to find savings on drugs. Chick-fil-A is now the favorite restaurant chain among upper-income teens in the latest survey from financial firm Piper Jaffray, taking over the number one spot from Starbucks. It's believed the improved ranking reflects Chick-fil-A's expansion into the Northeast and Midwest. The Dow added 428 yesterday, the NASDAQ up 143, and the S&P gained 43. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
All right, ESPN 93.5 live this morning. Part of the hard-working man. I am broadcasting from Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I'll be working with these gentlemen, ladies, after 9 o'clock this morning because I'm a working man. Check your sports headlines. Darn cold in Chicago with Wrigley. The Cubbies lost. Cardinals a thrilling come-from-behind win last night. Diane Ducey.
It's true, Stevie J. It was 5-3. Cardinals on top of the Brewers. And let's get your Redbird recap on ESPN 93.5.
You need a win. That's the way to get it.
It is, Mike. And right down to the last strike, Jairo Munoz, a rookie, took a walk facing J.J. Hoover. And then the Cardinals were able to get the tying run after a base hit by Martinez, a single by Greg Garcia. And then in the 11th inning, after Leon worked a 3-3 down top half, getting Milwaukee out, base hit for DeYoung, home run, Matt Carpenter. The Cardinals go for a series win today against the Brewers.
That'll be a 12:05 with the play-by-play at 11:20 a.m. pregame start for you. We'll go for Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals to take 2 out of 3. The Redbirds win it on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. What a game.
Pittsburgh beats the Cubs in the home opener. 5-8 was the final, and it looks like Anthony Rizzo is on that 10-day DL. We knew about that lower back pain. And they've got a game today. You'll hear it on US 105.9 Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 6-5 yesterday. So now the White Sox are 0-5 at home. Reports of less than 1,000 people at the new Comiskey Park at some of their home games. Wow. Bulls in Detroit tonight. Hornets over the Pacers 119-93 yesterday. And that college basketball probe. New charges in federal corruption with Kansas and North Carolina State is the trending story in sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. We're here live. I'll be going to work here. I got all my stuff. Goggles. Some sort of a... It's not hazmat. And I've demanded a hazmat suit. Part of the, you know, labor negotiations. I want to look like the guy from Monsters, Inc., the guys in the yellow. That's what I want to be. Anyway, it's great being here live from their offices here, and then I'll find out what they do. And I think I'm going to be illuminated. I do not think it's that – what's that guy's name that does the dirty jobs? I don't think it's
Mike
that.
Mike Rowe.
Yeah, that guy. So how do you fly into a mission in Pakistan, and as casually as Robert O'Neill just said – We thought we were going to die. We thought it was a one-way mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. 400 missions? Talking to me on the radio about it? I mean, don't you die in one of those 400? Amazing skill these and bravery. And when you go into a place you think it's Osama bin Laden, and the chances, of course, he espoused that. He told people to go blow themselves up, but he didn't. You think something's wired. And then they got up there, took care of him, and I remember talking, because it's kind of odd to kind of celebrate death, but I talked to, you know, Monsignor Mark, and I remember after it happened, I said, how do I respond? I mean, mm-hmm. He said we should be pleased justice was served.
Right.
But it's not a, you know, take your clothes off and run across the field happy. It kind of is because it's evil. So you're glad he's gone? And as he said, he didn't know he'd be the guy to kill him. It was just, you know, how fast these operations go. You're watching the stairwell. You go, I follow, you know, you open the door, it's him. He's not giving up. He's a threat. Boom, you kill him. And I'm pretty sure they dumped his body in the ocean. I think that's what I understand what happened to Osama bin Laden, the guy that masterminded 9/11. But we were after him. There was some joy, I know, on the streets of America. But it's evil. And, you know, all these people that plan these attacks, and they're safe and secure. They don't get dirty. They tell, you know, others to be martyrs, but not them. That's cowardice. Oh, anyway, Robert O'Neill, the book is The Operator. Seen him all over the place. But sounds like a good Butte, Montana. How about that? Butte, Montana. Not very many people live in Montana, but he did. All right, let's see. Honda BMW Champaign, you want to go drive, do a test drive with Ben Quattrone. They've got some great vehicles on the lot there. In fact, they're a top 10% dealer in America. And you walk in there, and they're going to be very, hey, how you doing? What can I help you with? And, oh, great, just looking. That's because just looking is kind of the common. But if you do want to test drive something, they got the Beamer showroom, and I do go inspect that regularly, make sure that floor is like I say it is, drop spaghetti, eat it off the floor kind of thing. I kind of find myself looking around. It's kind of mean. And I see, you know what? That looks pretty darn. They must clean that thing every day. Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Congratulations on the Honda President's Award for 2017. Honda BMW, Champaign, drivechampaign.com. We're going to have a little Sugar Buster meeting. I'm having coffee black this morning. I've been trying to do that. So no sugar in my coffee.
Okay.
And how are we doing, Diane? Any leftover Easter candy, or have you disposed of it?
I've been better this week.
Can we just dump it?
There is still some, but we have friends in and out with the teenagers, so I just have it out for them. But
so
I'm walking by.
Feed them rat poison. That's nice. Nice to know where to get that.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah. You know, when you used to have Anna give me the Laffy Taffy bananas, you know, I wouldn't even eat one anymore. It's how darn disciplined I've got, and I love banana Laffy Taffy.
Well, and you shouldn't. Aiden had a Laffy Taffy that made his tooth have some problems yesterday, so.
Those darn Laffy Taffys and Milk Duds, man, that'll do it every time.
Exactly.
All right, take me to the news. We'll be back. We'll call Warren Honeycutt live this morning, part of the hardworking man. If, you know, we're happy to come to your business and illuminate. You might not want us to, but Russ Gulliford said, hey, come on out. We'll teach you about splashback and biting your nails. Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer Live will be back in just a few moments. ESPN 93.5, I am...
Great food, great selection, a great atmosphere. Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Choose from many great meal options off their new refreshed menu. For an online menu, visit addies.net. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's something to come back for.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. The they is missiles in Syria in response to reports of a chemical weapons attack on civilians there.
In comments broadcast on Lebanese TV, Russia's ambassador to Lebanon saying any U.S. missiles fired at Syria would be shot down and that the launch sites would be targeted.
Fox's Simon Owen, European airlines are being warned there could be airstrikes in the region. Another accuser testifies at Bill Cosby's retrial in Pennsylvania on sexual assault charges.
Prosecutors on Tuesday called a former actress to the stand who says Cosby in 1984 used wine to lure her into a sex act. She's the first of five accusers other than Andrea Constand that will say Cosby is a sexual predator. Cosby's attorneys say the other accusers are irrelevant to Constand's case.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign teenager is admitted to bringing a stun gun to Jefferson Middle School. The News Gazette says the 14-year-old middle school student admitted to Judge Tom DeFanis that on March 9th, he had a stun gun in his locker at the school. He has been allowed to go home with his mother after he pleaded guilty to unlawful use of weapons. He had been locked up for 4 weeks. An 86-year-old man from Pena has died in a house fire. WCIA says George Rissler was pronounced dead at the scene. No word on a cause. Illinois could lose two congressional seats because of the state's population loss. The State Journal Register says Illinois is one of nine states on track to give up a seat after the 2020 census. There is a chance the state could lose two seats in the U.S. House. The U.S. Census shows more than 33,000 people left the state between July of 2016 and July of last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Enjoy going to the dentist at West Main Dental in Urbana and Illini Smiles Dental Care in Champaign. A regular visit with your dentist not only keeps your smile healthy and beautiful, but can contribute to your overall health as well. April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care has tips to help you stay healthy. Tips like visiting our office for checkups. Your dental team is often the first provider to catch signs of oral cancer, and early detection can help save lives. The dental team at West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care has a vast knowledge of information they share with their patients, like gum disease has been linked with increased risk of stroke, and cardiovascular disease in people with type 2 diabetes are more likely to develop the disease. Schedule an appointment today at West Main Dental for a dental checkup. Call 607-1292 or westmaindental.com. Or in Champaign at Illini Smiles Dental Care at 356-3335 or IlliniSmilesDental.com. Schedule today with the experienced team at West Main Dental and Illini Smiles Dental Care, where they strive to provide quality treatment in a family-friendly environment.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When I was a child, I had lots of fears. Fear of the dark, of dogs, of Santa Claus, fear of spiders, etc., etc. And in my early teenage years, I had awkward feelings and fears about encounters with girls. I think most people have similar fears, and I think you can relate. But as we grow up, we start overcoming fears, yet we hold on to some fears, and they become chains enslaving us. What fears do you have that are like chains weighing you down? Do you like chains? What will you do differently going forward to overcome them? If you don't take that step, they will always weigh you down. If you take that step, what's the worst that could happen? Rejection, failure? And is that worse than being chained? So today, ask yourself, what will I do differently or what step will I take to overcome my fears? I'm so excited to be one of the partners hosting the Global Leadership Conference in Champaign-Urbana with Vineyard Church and WBGL on August 9th and 10th. For more information, go to HabibHabib.com.
Finding a job you love or finding the right staff to fill your needs should not be hard work. Let Spherion Staffing do the heavy lifting for you. We find people jobs. We love what we do. Since 1981, Spherion has been connecting great talent with local businesses in administrative, light industrial, and professional roles. With offices in Champaign, Coles, and Macon County, Spherion is ready to partner with you to make either finding your next position or hiring your next employee an easy job. Call Spherion at 217-359-4488 for more information and put us to work for you today.
There are lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J. Along with ESPN 93.5 and Spherion Staffing, we're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be working at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I'm heading to work at Spring Green and at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated as well. And follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spherion Staffing and ESPN 93.5. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got sunshine today and a high 64 down to 52. Some clouds coming our way, a little breezy. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 75, low 55. On Friday, high 72, low 58. Clouds, breezy, make way for thunderstorms that could come our way Friday night and work its way into Saturday and into the weekend forecast. Right now, it's a gorgeous 36. On ESPN 93.5.
All right. If you need a home painted, may I suggest Precision Painting? I've talked to Chad Everett. We had him on last week. This is locally owned. He's a U of I grad. Knocked on my door many years ago when my home needed painting. And I said, okay, kid, what's your quote? The quote was great. And I said, go for it. No job's too big or small. Now they're 15 years later. And they are good. They have full-time people 12 months out of the year for painting companies. That's pretty good. If you go to yprecision.com, you can look at their website and just say, hey, I want a quote, and they'll contact you quickly. And they're very talented, experienced painters. You can trust them. They don't go from job to job. Once they're there, they're there. And their summers tend to fill up. That's why we're talking about them in March and April, is that their summers fill up pretty quickly. So if you want your home painted, then go to Precision Painting and ask for Chad. You just go to yprecision.com. Yprecision.com. Look at the before and after pictures. You think, gosh, we got to do this to the porch. We got to do this to the back. Just paint it and see how it looks. The before and after is like demolition project, brand new. They're really good. Yprecision.com. Chad Ebert, request a quote. Yprecision.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. We get together with our club meeting. It is a Sugar Buster club meeting, a club dedicated to keeping the rat poison away from your system with 30 grams of processed sugar or less a day.
There's something strange in your sugar mood. Who are you going to call?
Sugar Busters! Ladies and gentlemen, it is former Mr. Tennessee. He would have been Mr. America multiple times, but he said no to steroids and said, I'm not roiding up. Warren Honeycutt, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie J. I'm good. Hope you are as well.
I am live at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford Septic and Sewer. Russ Gulliford and his family, great people. After my broadcast, Warren, I shall be working for Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
On your hard-working man tour, right?
Yeah. Wish I would have jumped rope a little more, know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, if you'd have walked in here with those guns looking like Jack LaLanne, they'd have probably actually hired you. Right now they're trying to figure out how to fill my dime. I said, I want a corner office. He said, you can roll down a window in the truck.
There we go.
Anyway, I'll get a chance to kind of learn how things like that work these days. And, you know, I thought it was a little subliminal that the staff put me here first. Toilet, septic, and sewer.
Uh-huh.
Kind of hurting me here, little Warren. All right, when we talk about sugar, I asked Diane. I said, Diane, destroy the Easter candy. She can't do it.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, it's over, Diane. It's gone. It's in the past.
Right.
I'm talking about sugar, not Easter.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And I here I am, you know, being all this. I had a couple of probably a cup or two of Cinnamon Toast Crunch last night, Diane. So
really,
I'm definitely filling up my 30 grams processed sugar, but I'm staying, you know, relatively good. I eat chicken and rice and stuff, and I just don't do a lot of sugar because, man, our life is better without it, Warren.
It is better without it, Stevie J. And latest and not greatest, but worst, I guess, news from Forbes. It was a study released not long ago, 35,000 people, 15 years, and independent of obesity, high blood pressure, or anything else, sugar is bad for the heart. That was the conclusion they came to.
Wow.
Gonna die quicker if you eat sugar.
Well, I don't think that's surprising for those of us that have looked into this thing, but we know diabetes, and we know that we're headed toward, what, 100 million people with diabetes in the next 20 years or something crazy?
Yeah, that is a big one, and it's very sad, and Dr. File can tell us no one wants that in their life. They just don't.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
Your best health care is to try not to get sick, Warren. That's the best plan I got.
Well, that, frankly, and I know several people in the anti-aging and wellness programs corporately, Stevie J, and many of them say we could cut our medical cost, which is, I think now, over $3 trillion a year by as much as 40, 50% if we just did two things, eat right and exercise. And that's not me saying that. That's people that's their life in the corporate world.
Amazing,
well,
we're seeing more and more people. There's a lot of people running around the county because we got the Illinois Marathon coming up. So
okay,
there are a lot
good.
Of people that run and try and get that heart rate going and everything else. And, of course, our Sugar Buster Club is just simply to remind folks to look at the labels, try not to inundate your body with bad sugar stuff. And, you know, salt's not so good, but sugar is kind of our focus. Back in the 60s, a couple of people were paid money. New York Times came out with this in the last year or two to promote fat as the number one culprit. When, in fact, it should have been sugar, Warren. We'd have been a lot healthier, but we've kind of exploded since 1980.
Yeah, and that, honestly, Stevie J, was amazing that it took that long for that truth to come out and be published. But it birthed a whole new industry of low fat because of heart disease. And it was completely, totally wrong. And on a very positive note, Stevie J, the couple that I'm working with right now, and I'm very proud of them, in 50 days, and he started at over 300 pounds, did away with sugar, and not that only, they're exercising and they're doing the whole thing, but he's lost 46 pounds in 50 days.
Wow.
She started at 282, and she's down now to 240, so she's lost 42 pounds in 50 days.
How do they feel?
Actually, I saw them this week, and they were telling me that their energy was good. They were not lethargic. They felt great and wouldn't go back. So that's, you know, and a lot of times people say, well, I've just gone too far. It's just too long a journey. It's just too much. He was over 300 pounds. She was 282. They're not tall people either. It's not like they're 6'6". He's like 5'8", and she's like 5'3". And so, I mean, they're excited. They're elated. They're enthusiastic. And I'm just proud as punch for them. I really am.
Well, and how does it feel, Warren? And I know that you're humble and don't have a pretentious bone in your body, but you're changing not just two lives, but perhaps generations.
Well, that, honestly, Stevie J, who couldn't feel good about that? Who wouldn't have a warm spot and go, yeah, it's worth it? Because, I mean, they thank me almost every time they see me.
Yeah,
and it's like,
right,
hey,
right.
I just gave you the roadmap. You're the one, you know, walking the miles. I'm not out, you know, I work with them from time to time. Right. And I'm not with them every day. It's not like, I'm their drill master or sergeant or anything. It's something that they do on their own with good direction. So Well, Anyone can do it, is my point.
I'm sure they can do it, and I'm sure when people hug you, they feel like they're hugging a steel girder. That's what they feel like they're hugging. You're the man. How do people find you, my friend? You're at Get Honeycut?
GetHoneycut.com. By the way, Stevie J, I have been asked over and over again for what do you eat, and I've put it all together. It is about a 6 or 7 page, I'm not going to say report, document. And if anybody is a sugar buster, if they'll email me, I'll send it to them. It's what I do. It's what I recommend. It's down to the detail of when I eat, why I eat, and what I eat. So if anybody would like to have that, I'll give it away. I'm giving away with the books, but if they're a sugar buster and they just want it sent to them, I will email it to them. If they'll just email me at warren@gethoneycut.com. So
warren@gethoneycut.com. Warren@gethoneycut.com. Tell them you're a sugar buster and you get his entire menu. That is so cool. My friend, we'll talk to you in a week. Thank you. Keep up your great work, Warren.
And enjoy yourself as much as possible out there.
I will, but I kind of wish you were here to lift all those porta-potties for me, my friend. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Warren Honeycutt, good man, south of Memphis, Tennessee, ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:45. Want to do a break for sports? Is that what we're doing?
Okay.
All right, be right back.
It's the Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com.
Join Habitat for Humanity and national partner Lowe's for the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women as part of the 2018 Habitat Women's Build. It's just $5, and pre-registration is required online at cuhabitat.org. Learn how to safely use hand and power tools, install siding, flooring, and frame walls and roofs. Learn so you can feel comfortable participating in the 2018 Women's Build, starting May 5th and continuing all summer in Urbana. It's the 6th annual How-To Clinic for Women for the 2018 Habitat for Humanity Women's Build, Thursday, April 19th. Get more details online at cuhabitat.org.
Introducing the Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour, a developmental program for boys and girls aged 10 to 17 in the Central Illinois area, and it's designed for junior golfers to gain competitive experience in a partner format while playing a variety of courses. Team up and play in this two-person scramble beginning May 19th through August 10th. Play Champaign Country Club, Lincolnshire, Urbana Country Club, and Stone Creek, and more in this eight-match series. Only $20 to enter each event. For complete details, go to Central Illinois Junior Golf Tour on Facebook.
Check your morning sports, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Cardinals win yesterday, 5-3 was the final. Matt Carpenter's two-run homer certainly helped. We've got more details now.
When you need a win, that's the way to get it.
It is, Mike, and right down to the last strike, Jairo Munoz, a rookie, took a walk facing J.J. Hoover, and then the Cardinals were able to get the tying run after a base hit by Martinez, a single by Greg Garcia, and then in the 11th inning, after Leon worked a 3-up, 3-down top half, getting Milwaukee out, base hit for DeYoung, home run, Matt Carpenter. The Cardinals go for a series win today against the Brewers.
That'll be a 12:05 with the play-by-play at 11:20 a.m. pregame start for you. We'll go far. Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals to take 2 out of 3. The Redbirds win it on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. What a game.
Yeah, we had the Pittsburgh Pirates ended up beating the Cubs yesterday. That final was 8-5 in their home opener that they finally got in. Anthony Rizzo on the 10-day DL. We'll have a game this evening on US 105.9 just after 7 for the first pitch, so pregame right around 6:30. Tampa Bay over the Chicago White Sox 6-5. Not so much for the home opener for the Chicago White Sox. They are 0-5 at home. On to basketball, we had the Hornets over the Pacers 119-93. Bulls of Detroit going at it tonight. Speaking of basketball, looks like North Carolina State and Kansas are in those federal corruption charges in the probe that they're looking into. That's Bill Self, isn't it, Stevie J?
Well, there's a lot of people wrapped up in this thing, and I don't know where this ends. I would think that there'll be some ramifications from all this. I don't know. Who knows? I thought North Carolina would get hit. after they stole my title in 2005, but who's bitter? I mean, did any of those guys go to school? Any of them? One? I mean, okay, don't get me started. Yeah, I don't know. I would think that there's some deep stuff here. The difference is this is not NCAA investigators, it's the FBI. When you have federal charges and stuff and wiretaps, ask Rob Blagojevich how wiretaps worked out for him. So we'll have to see. But, hey, man, if you're cheating, I guarantee you, though, a lot of these head coaches don't, put this in quotes, please, don't know what's going on because their systems are such. It's called plausible deniability where, really, that, oh, man, that is so wrong. Rick Pitino? How many rings did he run of different sorts? Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, the thing got to, when it got to be a billion, I don't know, man. I just know that the people trying to do it right and the people that they know cheat. One thing I do know is that the folks in the business know who's cheating. They all know who the slimy ones are. There's just no doubt about it. I've known enough coaches over the years where they all know who's doing it. So if justice is served, let it be served. If you're cheating and not doing it the right way. The problem is pay the players and all this stuff. Okay, what are you going to pay them? $200,000. All right, Nebraska will pay them $400,000 under the table. There's always going to be cheating. It's just the thing got too big. It used to be student-athlete. Back in the 1878 ILYO, the Illinois yearbook, I remember seeing an old one once. And it said something like, for those that weren't academically astute, there was always baseball.
a little different
emphasis. Where if you had to be a dumb jock, you can go play if you can't handle it in the classroom or something. We've kind of flipped all that now.
I've got
all right,
Steve Suderman on the line.
Mr. Suderman, I am doing hardworking man today at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
I sold Russ Gulliford his first cell phone. I remember it. I don't know why I remember it, but it was a Mitsubishi that I think you'd call it a two-brick model. But he had one of the first portable 3-watt phones before they had bag phones. So
I remember those. Those are called
a long time.
Construction phones, I think we used to call them, where you needed two hands to lift it to your ear.
Yep.
But we were so mesmerized by no cords. We could walk around outside. Can you hear me? Wow. No, I remember the late 80s. I gave one away in the radio, and you thought I was giving away the Taj Mahal, man. It was amazing.
Boy.
It was unbelievable.
My sugar buster for the morning. I had dinner at the Beef House last night with a former employee from a long time ago. Those rolls everybody likes so much. I was talking with the waitress. 50 grams of sugar in one of those rolls.
Dang it.
That's
why would you?
Strawberry jam.
No.
Why would you? Why would you say that, Steve? Oh.
I needed insulin.
I was in denial on that one. Well, I told my kids around Easter and talking about how much jelly bean had, I can ruin any good holiday pretty easily.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, hey, Cubs in 4K on DirecTV at the Dodger game that's going to be on tomorrow at Wrigley in 4K. And the Red Sox on the 28th, also in 4K. You need DirecTV to do that. You and I got to get together and change out your box for your new TV because you can watch this at your place. I don't think it'll even cost you anything. But we'll take that one offline. Spring looks like it's finally going to get here today. Get the Dish Hopper. We started our annual deal with Prairie Gardens again, only this time we've really upped the ante. So if we can sign you up for a Dish Hopper, we'll give you $100 to spend at Prairie Gardens, better TV, a better yard, you know, bada boom. And part of our anniversary sale last month, we had Paradigm and Clip speakers both on sale. Paradigm bookshelves, we've sold them all. They're gone. The towers, we've still got some left at 25% off. We're just going to leave them at that price until they're sold through. Looks like there's some new models a-coming. So no better way to listen to music or TV. I watched that Elton John special last night.
Yeah, me too.
Once I got back from the Beef House anyway.
What channel was that on? Why didn't you call me?
Oh, that was on CBS. That was pretty much all over the place. But they had all these people covering Elton John tunes, and the sound was awesome. John Legend just belted one out. I pity the people that just watched that on TV with regular speakers, because I cranked that sucker up, and I was, honest to gosh, dancing in my living room. So
nice.
Call us up at 351-0999. Maybe we can get you dancing in your living room, huh?
Well, I tell you what, I feel kind of like the, you know, plumber's, you know, brother or something, because my faucet's always dripping, because you'll never come over again. I always want this DirecTV thing. I want the 4K. I can't even remember to call you unless something's wrong. Just all I want to see the Cubs and Dodgers in 4K.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the clarity, because I don't think we have a lot of sports in 4K yet. When it is, it's different. It looks so good.
You can see the laces on the ball. It's
crazy. Wow. Okay, Steve Suderman at Good Vibes is locally owned, operated. He's got televisions and home theaters. He sold Russ Gulliford his first cell phone, you know, a few years back. And then when I was giving one away, I could have given away.
But,
well, if I'd have given away that first brick cell phone or a portable something, a car, people would have wanted that cell phone. That was the hottest thing in the 80s. The late 80s, it was hot to get that thing. Anyway, Steve Suderman, how do we find you?
Call us up at 351-0909. Drop in at 1501 North Prospect or look at gvibes.com on the web.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take our Fox News top of the hour, come back with hour number two, part of our Hardworking Man series, Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. You want a portable toilet for your party? And maybe you have, you know, a couple of acres, or maybe you have a tailgate coming up. You can get a great price where you have your own toilet for your own party. I think that's what you ought to do. And these are really nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, is not running for reelection.
Oh.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, news breaking, he won't run again. So there'll be a new Speaker of the House. That's third in line to the presidency, by the way. It goes President, Vice President, Speaker of the House. So there's that. Young man probably wants to go out. I'll tell you what, those guys make what, $180,000 a year? He can make some real money. Paul Ryan, he'd get $75,000-$100,000 a night. That's what it pays. Mashed potato circuit's really good if you're known. You can go out. Paul Ryan would demand $100,000 a night starting out because he's hot. He'd be really popular. It's amazing what speakers get. So these people that you see leaving, they're saying, you know what? Let's go make some money.
Yeah.
We make 180. No, let's make some money. Book deal, $2 million. Easy. Signing bonus report. Yeah. So remember when Sarah Palin stepped back from her governor's? Yeah. She went out and there's just a lot more money out there on the on that circuit. Anyway, Paul Ryan stepping down. More from Fox here at the top of the hour. Come back and reset where we are, why we're here. We'll call and talk to Russ Gulliford. We'll chat some more about some of the services they provide. And then after 9, my brilliant idea to come out and be a hardworking man. A little nervous about this one. But I think technology is going to save the day.
Okay.
I don't have to get in any holes or anything.
Okay.
But I did. What do I got on, Russ? I got a flannel. Oh, yeah. Russ got his nice Cubs pullover. He's
right.
Kind of hoping I was going to wear my Cardinal thing, and I actually didn't today. But I got a flannel on. Yeah, so we're going to have some social media if you want to see Stevie J in the flannel, for what that's worth. It's kind of new, so you can tell that it's not really used. So I went to, when I had a painting job in high school, I wore new jeans because I didn't have any dirty clothes like that. They laughed at me. Still hurt. All right, the Fox News next. We'll come back another hour. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Russ Gulliford is here. Illinois Portable Toilets, Gulliford Septic and Sewer. Hardworking man, up 9 to noon. Be checking out Facebook at ESPNCU.com. Facebook page, just go to that. And I suppose, I don't know, what's Josh going to do? Are we doing any Instagram or Twitter?
So. All the social media platforms.
And I'm a little nervous about that term, splashback. I hate splashback washing my car.
Right.
More on that as we go, Diane. We'll be back.
ESPN 93.5.
Previously on Kane Karp. Well, now you've added a couple of guys with Kane and Alan Griffin. It is amazing. There's more out there than you think.
There's quite a bit. Alan Griffin got shooting 47% in a really high-level league. Samba Kane, he's got the high ceiling.
He does.
He's a legit 6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter. Courtney Ramey's still out there. Tevian Jones is still out here. He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from fighting
Illini, to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
John Moyer Boys and Girls Club is celebrating 50 years of serving youth throughout our community. Since 1968, the club has been a safe place for youth between the ages of 6 to 18 to get academic help, participate in sports and recreation, talk with a mentor, and more. Please join us in celebration of the National Boys and Girls Club Week, April 9 through 13, as we look forward to the next 50 years of opening doors to brighter futures. Your support makes it happen. For more information, visit us at dmbgc.com.